Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio.
Welcome.
Congratulations.
Back. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. We're continuing to celebrate our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, and we're doing it with our good friend Tiana Lawrence. She's the author of Blockchain for Dummies. Folks, you got to just go get this book. Tiana, thank you for being here. I want to tell you something. I don't know if you know this or not. I get a lot of books in here, and people send me books to be on my show. We have to at the end of a year, sometimes we have to take a truck and haul them off. There's so many. I found your book and I bought it. And of course I invited you on the show immediately. I think I bought 7 or 8 of your books since and given them away.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
I've never done that. Folks, I've never done that with anybody else's book. I've given other people's books away, but that's how important I think the blockchain conversation is. And how important I think your book is.
Thank you.
So
I try to write it for the average person.
You did. And folks, I'm telling you, you need to know what's going on here. So we're talking about blockchains. And so in the previous segment, folks, blockchains is a technology that is a way of recording and verifying and allowing you to control an asset, whether it be money or a contract or any other asset. And I won't go back into all the details of that, but quickly, Tiana, in the ICO, the initial coin offering, a way of raising money using cryptocurrencies, raising money from people all over the world for your entrepreneurial endeavor, how are they making sure the people who are investing their money, how are they making sure when they get this coin or this record of their ownership that it's not just a monopoly money, that they're not throwing their money away, giving it to a crook?
You know, that's a really difficult problem to solve because people are still people, and there's a lot of scams happening in the space. It's
right.
It's a lucrative and important concept in that, like, this allows entrepreneurs to raise money to build the next layer of the internet, to rebuild the internet in some cases. So you have all kinds of really interesting projects. You have people that are creating distributed storage for data. You have digital banks. You have networks for facilitation of trade. You have all different kinds of really cool concepts that are able to raise money.
Are most of these ICO units, are they most of them associated with blockchain, or are they just using blockchain to create a company in some other industry?
You know, it's the merger of two or three industries where you use, hopefully, blockchain as a security mechanism or for some other purpose, and then putting it within maybe a traditional business that already has customers and revenue. Like, I know an ad agency that is that they sell ad space within videos, and they're using blockchain technology as a mechanism for reduction of fraud,
right,
and the facilitation of the business. So they can remove a lot of the third parties, which is a perfect use case.
Mm-hmm.
So they're using blockchain for that. But they're also going to be doing an ICO, which allows them to raise the capital to build the software.
But are there people in the industry who are saying we've got to get a handle on the security of this? Is the Securities Exchange Commission getting involved in this?
Yes, almost every government in the world is a little bit freaked out by these things because everybody can get in there and start investing, and there isn't protections in place to let investors know what they're really getting into. And that can be really, really scary.
So we're going to have to watch that part of this because still a wild, wild west out there for this part of particular activity. But, Tiana, it's the people who should really be scared about blockchain, in my opinion, is Wall Street. What do you think?
You know, Wall Street is actually running headlong into this. They love it. It's a new industry.
But the way they do business now is not the way they're going to be doing business if blockchain catches on.
No, yeah, absolutely right. They won't be doing business same way. It cuts out a lot of the middlemen. One of the most interesting projects that's going after that is called T0, and it was created by, do you know the company Overstock?
Yes, of course. He's been on my show many times.
They are doing a project called T0, which will change the way stocks are traded and other kinds of securities, including these ICOs.
This is an example of why you got to get this book, folks, Blockchain for Dummies by Tiana Lawrence. You can tell she's very smart about this. Hey, Tiana, good job. Will you come back?
I absolutely will.
Thank you, Tiana Lawrence, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to check out the website and the book, Blockchain for Dummies. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.